It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Welcome back to the Future of Flushing podcast. It is Thursday, April 18th. For all those that listened to the episode that I recorded on Wednesday, went out Thursday morning, I promised to use days of the week and not words like today, yesterday, tomorrow to try to keep things on track. So we'll see if I can stay true to that. But on Thursday, it was a full slate of Mets minor league action all the way from Syracuse, AAA, down to low A, of course, the FCL, and DSL, the word S or the letter S in DSL stands for summer. So as you can imagine, that has not gotten underway quite yet. But the Syracuse Mets were in action. The Rumble Ponies played a pair. And if you were in the tri-state area and you have SNY, you're able to watch game two of that doubleheader. We'll finish with the Rumble Pony doubleheader. Cyclones, and like I mentioned, St. Lucie Mets were also in action on Thursday. And we start with the Syracuse Mets. Actually, by the way, let me backtrack. How rude of me to not acknowledge that it is just me and not Vito. Once again, Vito on vacation, though. So Vito deserves a vacation. Hope he's having a good time out in L.A. He will be at the Met game on Friday. So I know I said that last night, but hey, you never know who's listening. A brand new listener. If you are a new listener, welcome to the Future of Flushing. You came to the right place if you want to know all there is to know about Mets minor league action and be the smartest fan in your section. So now let's start with the night that was on Thursday. We start with the Syracuse Mets, who are in Charlotte for the weekend. Beautiful stadium there, by the way. Incredible backdrop of the city downtown. Looks like an MLB caliber stadium to me. It's one of the newer minor league parks, but a really, really nice setting. Not a really, really nice outcome for Syracuse, however, after they won on Wednesday. They dropped this one 5-4. Charlotte walked it off with a run in the bottom of the ninth inning. But some positives for the Syracuse Mets, one of those being Joey Lucchese, who got the start for the Syracuse Mets on Thursday. He allowed just three runs over six innings, and one of those was an unearned run. Say that three times fast. So Joey Lucchese, you started the year with AAA, but you know how a baseball season goes. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and teams need sometimes 7, 8, 9, 10 guys deep into their AAA affiliate with injuries and all sorts of variables that pop up, whether it be rainouts or you name it. So Joey Lucchese is certainly a guy that can wind up helping the New York Mets at one point or another this season. Mark Fientos in that same category. I don't have to tell you. We all know it's a bona fide bat. He went 2-for-4, so Mark continues his blazing hot start to the season. And Daniel Nunez, a guy who started the year with AAA and early on got the call up to the majors and impressed, threw a pitch 98 miles an hour, by the way. Today I was randomly looking at some of the fastest pitches thrown by Mets pitchers this season, and a couple names you'd expect to be there, Edwin Diaz one, Luis Severino another. Daniel Nunez, one of those guys with a pitch for the Mets, 98 miles an hour or faster. So he struck out the side. That's the kind of stuff he has. He has swing and miss stuff, and he's certainly a guy that can find his way back to Queens before too soon. So Syracuse loses 5-4 on a walk-off by the Charlotte Knights, but still some positives to take away in that one for the Syracuse Mets. Like I said, we're going to skip over Binghamton. We'll hit them last since they played a pair of games on Thursday against the Reading Fightin' Phils. So we move to Brooklyn, and they, after a loss on Wednesday, got a little revenge against Jersey Shore with a 6-4 victory of their own. And the star offensively for the Cyclones on Thursday night was Wilfredo Lara, who had a delayed start to the season with a hand injury, playing in his third game on Thursday night, hitting leadoff, and he went 3-for-5, so the hand looks healthy. Entered the day 0-for-8, so a nice night for Lara to get the monkey off his back, get that first hit of the season, and add a couple more atop the Brooklyn lineup. Also for the Cyclones offensively, Ryan Clifford, of course, you know, the big country power. He had a pair of RBI. On the mound for the Cyclones starting this game was Noah Hall, 7th rounder in 2023 out of USC. Sneaky arm. If you check out the Mets pod, Joe DeMeo, does such a great job, also knows the system like the back of his hand, has mentioned Noah Hall a few times as a guy to keep an eye on. Maybe not the same fanfare as a Christian Scotsay or a Dom Hamill or a Blade Tidwell or a Brandon Sproat. You name it, there's plenty of names to rattle off in the Mets system, but there's great depth in the Mets system as well. Guys like Noah Hall, Wyatt Huedepol, who was on the mound, Cade Morris, Austin Tresor, just to name a few from the 2023 class. How about Jack Weininger, who we talked about on Wednesday's episode? See, I'm getting the hang of it. I'm saying the name. I'm saying the day of the week. I am not saying yesterday. I'm hanging into my promise, keeping my promise there. But many, many incredible arms in this system all the way through, from guys that could help the Mets right now to guys that are a bit further away but give the Mets great depth. Another guy last year like that, Jordani Ventura, who after a swell of promotions was bumped up himself behind and pitched well. Jordan Gieber, another one that comes to mind. So anyway, a victory for the Cyclones. It was Josh Cornelli who picked up the win for Brooklyn in this one. He pitched an inning and two-thirds of scoreless ball. So Cornelli, a guy that got a little taste of Major League spring training, which was exciting to see for Josh. A great story from Venezuela. Had a shoulder injury. It was thought that his pro career and his Major League dreams might have been over, but overcame the injury as he continues to fight and work to hopefully one day make the big leagues. Now we head out, or mosey on down, a little tribute to Vito, down to Tampa Bay, where the St. Lucie Mets were and will be this weekend against the Tarpons. That's Mets-Yankees, by the way, if you didn't know. And for the St. Lucie Mets, they fell 9-5. But in this one, of note, Colin Houk promoted to the top of the lineup. He hit leadoff for St. Lucie. The 19-year-old got on base twice safely with a hit and a walk as the St. Lucie Mets try to get him as many plate appearances as he can. The 19-year-old learning his way through a professional ball. Of course, the Mets' first-round pick in 2023, getting a big opportunity at the top of the lineup. Nick Morabito, we talked about him on Wednesday night. He went 4-for-4, drew a walk on Wednesday, followed it up with a triple. So Morabito off to a great start with St. Lucie. Of course, last year started the year with the FCL Mets, was promoted to St. Lucie, hit a home run in his first at-bat in low A, and Nick Morabito off to a really nice start himself. And as I mentioned before, Wyatt Huedepol, he was on the mound for St. Lucie on Wednesday. So now we get to the Rumble Ponies, who played a pair of games on Thursday after their game against Reading at home was postponed. And folks, the weather in Binghamton this time of year, let's just say it hasn't exactly turned for the better quite yet. I think that's a way of putting it. And they deal with that in Syracuse as well. But just, you know, you got to battle the opposition and you got to battle the opponents. But they play two, of course, those minor league doubleheaders are seven-inning games. Tyler Stewart, who was the scheduled starter on Wednesday, he pitched game one for the Rumble Ponies, and he pitched well, allowed just two runs over five innings of work. And on the back end was Paul Gervais. And Paul Gervais is an exciting young pitcher. You've heard him talk. You've heard us talk a lot about him. You've heard him talk on the podcast as well a couple times as a guest. He's got a wipeout slider, brings it in the upper 90s. A guy that can pitch multiple innings for a team. And he did just that on Thursday. He threw two scoreless with three strikeouts to close it out for the Rumble Ponies. And offensively for Binghamton, Rylan Thomas had the big hit, a two-run double. And that wasn't all that Rylan Thomas did for the Rumble Ponies, because in game two of this doubleheader, Rylan Thomas had three hits for for Binghamton atop the lineup as he continued and really put the exclamation point on a great day for Rylan Thomas. An all-around exciting young prospect, plays great defense, has a good bat, incredible bat-to-ball skills, gets into two-strike situations, and just makes pitchers work, frustrates guys, wears them down. So he had a good night, as did Alex Ramirez. Ramirez put the Ponies on the board with a two-run single in this one. So Ramirez continues to thrive with Binghamton after a tough season for the young man. No doubt about it with the Cyclones, but looks like a different hitter at the plate. Wyatt Young also had a good day for the Rumble Ponies with a couple of hits himself. Unfortunately for Binghamton, they were unable to hold on to a lead in game two, so they split the doubleheader with Reading on Thursday. That was the night that was on Thursday in the Mets minor league system. The Syracuse Mets, they lose a tough one, but a great outing for Joey Lucchese. Wilfredo Lara, he makes his presence known. Colin Houk, he hits atop the lineup for the St. Lucie Mets and reaches a couple times safely. So a lot of positives to take away from Thursday. And now all the affiliates will head into the weekend with a lot of baseball ahead. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. That's always a challenge no matter the time of year, I guess, when it's when it's the summertime. The rain becomes a problem down in Florida. But some names to watch on Friday night, especially on the bump, Wander Suarez. He'll be going up against Redding as the Rumble Ponies continue to host the Fightin' Phils over the weekend. Felipe De La Cruz will take the ball for the Cyclones against Jersey Shore. I mentioned this name before, Austin Tresser. He will go for St. Lucie himself on Friday night. And then you get into Saturday. You got Jordan Gieber coming off a really strong appearance. His last time out, he'll pitch against, I almost call them Lakewood. They used to be Lakewood. Now Jersey Shore. And Justin Jarvis, who was acquired by the Mets in the Mark Canna deal, he'll start for the Rumble Ponies on Saturday. He's the announced starter. And then Brandon Sproat is the listed starter for Sunday against Jersey Shore. Cade Morris, who we also mentioned earlier in the show, he is scheduled to start on Sunday. So some of the stuff to look forward to over the weekend. Vito will be back in New York on Sunday. He says he'll be locked and loaded, ready to record an episode of Future of Flushing. So I'm going to hold him to that, and we will be here to bring you all of the action to catch you up with what happens over the weekend. If you haven't already, make sure you head over to the Meet at the Apple stream. Check out the interview that Vito and I did with Carlos Mendoza before the Mets headed west to L.A. You'll have some time to kill, right? Before first pitch, 10 o'clock tomorrow, Mets-Dodgers, the Mets kick off a six-game West Coast trip between L.A. and San Fran. So make sure you like, subscribe, comment, do all the good things there. You do the same here, of course. That's why you're here, because you want to be the smartest fan in your section. That's why we're here. I'm actually going to a baseball game tomorrow night. I'll be going to Yankee Stadium. I don't get to watch many baseball games as a fan, so it'll be a nice experience to just sit back, relax, and enjoy a little baseball. I'll see Yankees and Rays. I'll keep my mouth, you know. I'll be neutral. How about that? You know, I'll be neutral. I won't be starting any trouble in the Bronx over there. But anyway, in the meantime, you guys have a great weekend. We will talk to you on Sunday night. We will see you in the future. Enjoy the stock music. Good night, folks.